Today's program has been brought to you by the Heritage Meat Shop, located in the historic Essex Street Market in New York City. For more information, visit heritagemeatshop.com. Broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to heritageradionetwork.org.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard while we sing our song. Rub, 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 play and sing along.
Sun, 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 sunshine is back out once again in the New York tri-state area, which is so fun. We had a lot of electrical storms last week. Glad it's over, although there was a drought upstate, so I'm happy for our farms. Today's topic is all about sun and playing in the sun. Our new discovery of the... Well, for me, I discovered this last summer, but now it's become the hip thing to do, and that is Rockaway Beach. It's amazing. I just have to do a show and give it all the cred it possibly deserves and get you guys all out there, because the first time I went out there last year was because a new mom friend of mine had moved there. She actually purchased the house with the owner of Roberta's, where we broadcast out of. And I have been living in Williamsburg for 12 years. Never once did anybody invite me to go to Rockaway Beach. Never once did I hear about Rockaway Beach. And I am a California dreaming mom. I spent 3 years in California, best 3 years of my life. That's where I conceived my son, Wallace Rainbow. When I got there, I was like, what? It's that awesome. So over the year, since last year, Roberta's was kind of, Roberta's and Meathook partners together were kind of pioneers of getting the scene back going over there with their new place, Rippers, which I'll tell you more about in a minute when I give you a rundown of some really great food spots. But over the year, there's just been a lot of hype, and now it is the to-do thing, not only for families, also just like all my artist friends. You get on that train, I believe you can take the A all the way out. It's just awesome. So I really recommend going out there. There's a lot of progressive things happening. So let's just start. You know, beach season is here, and the Rockaway Beach Club, a group of vendors selling food along the boardwalk, is officially open for business. I'm going to give you a little quick guide to eating and drinking along this 5.5-mile stretch of the Rockaway Boardwalk. It's a beautiful boardwalk. And what's so much better about this place than going to Jones Beach is, A, the traffic, ridiculous. But Jones Beach, I would never take my son there, because once you get settled and you're like, oh, I'm hungry, it's like a mile walk back to, you know, the one drinking burger stand, which is serving disgusting food. It's just so inconvenient. It's exhausting. When you get home, you don't feel relaxed. You don't feel like you had a quick beach day, and you're probably sunburned from all the walking to your car. I mean, your car is like parked about 2 miles away from the coast. So here we go. This is some of the favorite spots that you want to check out. At Beach 86th Street, we have our Rippers. These are the guys, again, from Meathook and Roberta's. They are the brains behind this casual surf shack. The menu features burgers and dogs from the Meathook, crispy fries, veggie items like black bean burgers, spicy lemonade, and breakfast burritos. I have been inhaling these burgers that they have. It's sick. It's like the top thing on the menu. It's a burger with a fried egg on top of it over easy avocado onions. You just bite into it. It's just like all over your face, and it's so good. Also, at Beach 96th Street, we have La Frutteria. This is a little cafe and juice bar with coffee, smoothies, sandwiches, and baked goods. It's in cahoots. I mean, although it's two separate businesses, it is the same ownership, I heard a little birdie tell me, as the Veggie Island, which is the pioneer of this Rockaway movement. They're located at 96th Street and Rockaway Boulevard. At Veggie Island, it's like a little market, and you can get, you can also get your fruit and smoothie fix there, but they have a stand of different seasonal vegetables and pastas and grains, but they also serve coffee, breakfast items. Try their mango banana and kale smoothie. It's awesome. And New Yorker magazine gives it a reader rating of 10 out of 10. It's pretty awesome. At Beach 97th Street, there's Rockaway Taco. This extension is of Andrew Field and David Selig's taco-centric shack that's also located at 96th Street and Rockaway Boulevard. They serve up Mexican street food like chips and guacamoles, tortas, that corn on the cob smothered with cheese and mayo and chili powder. It's awesome. And it's just something everybody's raving about. And again, the Rockaway Taco Shack, their mothership, is located just steps away from the beach at 96th and Rockaway Boulevard. Brand new is the Commodore East. This is a spin-off of the wildly popular Williamsburg Bar and Restaurant, serving nachos, salads, burgers, and pork boats. I have to try one of those. There's also a lobster joint. There's DP Pizza. There's a motorboat. There's something called Motorboat and the Big Banana, which serves po' boys, fried clams, and chicken strips. There's a low tide bar. This bar is for partying. It's actually located just steps from the water. I've seen it. They have a lot of like tarped seating. It's a solid place to grab a beer or a glass of kombucha as well. And also Di Cosmo's Italian Ices. So there's Italian Ices. So that is all at the 97th Street joint. But again, you can walk all along this on the boardwalk. It's so awesome. It's so fun. At Beach 106th Street, we have a Caracas Arepa Bar, an outpost of the popular East Village and Williamsburg Tapas Bar, and they're serving overstuffed corn cake sandwiches. Then there's also Steve's Ice Cream. And there's also something called Dread Surfer. I haven't checked this out because I'm a lawyer, Ripper's Burger girl myself, but it is a stand serving burgers, drinks, and snacks. So that's some of the food that you're going to catch up. Now, what we're really, really looking at is that when you go there, there is a surfing scene. It is wild. I mean, there's a New York surfer scene. And I had heard about this 12 years ago living in Williamsburg. We have a surf shop in Williamsburg ourselves. And there was like these crazy dudes and some of their girlfriends, and they would like wake up at like 6 a.m. and hit Rockaway Beach. And I'd hear about this, you know, at shows or just going out. And I was like, that's amazing. That's crazy. I got to check it out. Well, now it's an all day thing. It is completely expanded, and you can become a New York surfer by logging on to www.surflessonsnewyork101.com. Again, the website is surflessonsnewyork101, all one word, no dashes.com. These guys do group lessons from parties of 2 up to 8. They quote, a quote is that they say, "We do give 1 hour lessons, but we recommend a 2 hour lesson. This will give you plenty of time to get a good rhythm going." The surfing lessons include boards and wetsuits, so you don't have to worry about anything. Just get there. They tell you to bring a change of clothes. They have hot showers and a changing area at their surf shop. Now, when you go to the site, of course, you can also book a single one-on-one lesson, but the prices go down in groups. So if you want to get a party going, you want to get a date going, two of you, you want to get a double date going, you want to get a family thing going, mom and dad can take turns watching the baby, watching the toddler, and surfing. What an amazing day. I know for myself, when I'm doing water sports, if somebody's watching Wally on the shore, he goes bananas watching his mama do crazy things in the water. It's so fun. But when you get to this website, there's lots of awesome info. But one thing that, you know, really attracts me and that I'm definitely going to be doing is that on this site you can also find and sign up for yoga and surf day retreats. It's amazing. This is what they say: surfing and yoga, two great activities that complement each other quite well, are now in a one-day-long mini camp. Be adventurous and transform yourself during a morning-long retreat with the New York Surf School's yoga and surfing program. Our intention is to rejuvenate and empower the mind, body, and spirit through surfing, yoga, and the casual Rockaway laid-back way. Our retreats draw inspiration from the lower Rockaway Beach lifestyle. This spirit is infused into every aspect of our retreat. New York Surf School's yoga and surfing program is about giving you a new experience and perhaps a new outlook on life. So they have day retreats every Saturday. They've been going on, but there's tons of dates left. It's every Saturday from August 4th, this Saturday, all the way through September 22nd. They say it's just their collective is a socially minded adventure company dedicated to bringing the power of yoga and surfing to people of New York. Everything is you know, brought together by Surf Explorer certified surfing instructor Frank Colin and the Yoganese Adrian Gordon. They joined forces to form this. So this is something really, really cool going on. Of course, being the mom that I am, I did find the cons, you know, because parents, you got to do it. And recently, Tuesday, June 26, 2012, NBC New York News reported, Katie Tur reported, dangerous syringes are littering the Rockaway Beach. There are multiple syringes, including one with an exposed needle, lying across the sand near Beach 116th Street Monday night. This is a bit further up than the places that I told you about. This is what they had to say about it. The City Parks Department cleaned up a stretch of Rockaway Beach in Queens Monday after NBC4 New York contacted the agency about medical waste, including syringes littering the shore. There are multiple syringes, including one with an exposed needle, lying across the sand near Beach 116th Street Monday night. NBC then went down there and they found three more, and another beach stroller found one more. The quote here is, if somebody's walking along and they're not paying attention, they could puncture themselves, get hep C, or, you know, any kind of infection, said the beachgoer, Faya Moore. An NBC4 New York viewer had emailed the station to say she found eight needles the night before. The concerned mother said she wanted to put the potentially hazardous situation to be addressed. Rockaway Beach is one of the New York City's most popular summer destinations. It's becoming very hip and trendy and attracts families and young children each summer. Locals believe it is the beach's popularity during the summer that contributes to the trash, including needles found along the shore. Another quote here, there's trash on the beach all the time, says Karina Salvo. Usually Monday morning when I come down there, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, there's trash from one end of the beach to the other, and it's disgusting. And this because, you know, on the weekend, there is kind of a party scene during the nights. Everybody that comes down to the beach has the responsibility to pick up after themselves and put it in the garbage, and they don't do it. It's a shame. So please remember, if you are visiting, people live there. You'll see lots of like apartment buildings all across the street. It's kind of like a little Miami vibe. And so please remember that this is somebody's home. Clean up after yourself. This is a community where people live all year round. After being contacted by NBC4 New York, the Parks Department sent crews to clean up the medical waste right away. The department said it cleans up the beach every day, but locals said it has little effect unless visitors take pride in their surroundings. So it's really up to us. And it ends with saying, it's not clear if the needles were washing up on shore as medical waste or if they were left behind by beachgoers who used them. So there's that concern. But guess what? The Rockaway community is taking care of it because the beach 87th Street has a new surf club. It's just started. They're called The Spot on Facebook. I've been hearing all sorts of rave about these dudes. And this is what they say on their mission. They started a surf club. They took over an abandoned spot on the beach. They painted it. It's a rec center. You join the club. I'm sure they have some sort of dues and what have you. This is their mission statement. The mission of the Rockaway Beach Surf Club is to establish a place where the community of Rockaway Beach, a historic and up-and-coming New York City neighborhood and surf destination, can come together to exchange ideas, create art, make things, have fun, and improve the quality of life of the neighborhood and its residents. The club will be a hub for new local businesses, including a surfboard shaping and ding repair shop, skateboard manufacturer and designer of handmade beach bags, as well as a workshop for local artists. The club will host community projects such as beach cleanups. Dun, dun, dun. They are having their first beach cleanup this Sunday, people. It's going to be rad. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be giving you all the info. They are also going to be putting together concerts that my bestest mommy friend Melissa McAllister is loosely going to be curating. The first concert is August 11th, and let me bring up the info here to let you guys know about the beach club. If you want to go down there, I mean the beach cleanup, if you want to go down there and get involved right away, these dudes are awesome. The Rockaway Beach Surf Club is having a pancakes and beach cleanup. The plan: clean up the beaches from the 67th Street to the 91st Street. If you have a bike, please bring it, they say. This is Sunday, August 5th, 10 to 11:30 a.m. beach cleanup. Meet at the 91st Street on the boardwalk. They will walk down to their clubhouse. At 11:30 a.m., they're going to have pancake brunch. They're going to treat you right at the spot, Beach 87th Street. Gloves and trash bags will be provided by the New York City Parks Department. They're going to be having these all summer long. It's going to be radical. So that's one event. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back, and I'm going to let you know about another stellar little Rockaway lady who's starting a whole other little fun thing that we can all start hitting up. And this is Alessandra for Growing Good. Like a snake, you know.
You're listening to Fate Town by Tomorrow's Friend.
Following is a message from the Heritage Meat Shop.
Are you tired of just hearing buzzwords? Do you want to actually take part in the food revolution? Then come on down to the Heritage Meat Shop, located in New York's historic Essex Street Market, on the corner of Essex and Delancey. We have rare breed pork, beef, poultry, lamb, and goat, not to mention charcuterie that'll make you squeal. All raised right, by the right people, so you know they'll taste right. Try the meat that over 100 New York chefs ache for. Come to the Heritage Meat Shop and pick up some revolution today.
For more information, visit heritagemeatshop.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Alessandra, your DJ and host, a.k.a. Mama Sandra. We've got our guest on the line. She's phoning in. Bethany, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Bethany. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I don't know if you were tuning in on the first segment. I was letting people know about some of my favorite picks, places to eat on the boardwalk. I let them know about surf lessons. There's some great yoga and surf retreats happening in your neighborhood, and also the beach cleanup happening this Sunday. Bethany is the creator and curator of the new Rockaway Yard Sale, and it is a collective of a market featuring local artisans and craftspeople, but also coming in from the city or from Brooklyn. Anybody can contact her, and I wanted to, you know, pick at her brain and have her let us know about this amazing thing, because we are all flea market enthusiasts. I know the Brooklyn flea here in Williamsburg is just crazy and packed. So tell us a little bit about this. What made you, first of all, how long have you been living in Rockaway? You're a Rockaway resident, right?
Yes. I've been living here about a year now. Since last July, I moved out here just because I had been out here so much, just coming and surfing, and it's just such a weird, cool little place right next to the city, but also it's kind of its own little, it's got its own beach town vibe.
Yeah, and it's growing and growing, which is what we were talking about in the first segment. So where did you move there from?
I used to live in Greenpoint.
That's right. That's like a lot of my friends. They were living in a Williamsburg Greenpoint area, and now they're living there, and they are loving it. And I get to visit. Thanks to them.
Yeah.
So
we're happy to host.
Yeah, I'm like, can I come sleep over? I'm bringing the baby. We're going to the beach. So, what made you think, hey, like we need our own flea market?
Well, honestly, it just came about from having a conversation with a friend at a party. Over a few beers, and we were just saying, like, we know so many creative people. We know people who make all these amazing things, so wouldn't it be cool if we just had some format for them to sell it? So, we just kind of came up with a flea market would be kind of the least pressure, the most fun kind of way to do it. And there happened to be an empty lot across the street from the taco stand on Beach 96th Street, which is where the flea market is.
And where Veggie Island is.
The owner of the lot, and then we started having the flea market.
That's amazing. 1, 2, 3. So the guy just lets you rent the parking lot, or he's donating it?
Yeah, we rent it. Cool. So we rent it by the day, so it all works out.
That is so amazing. But I mean, you made this all happen. That's my favorite entrepreneurial work. You just did it. That's so cool.
Thank you.
And so then you had to go to the process of, you know, spreading word to the vendors. I heard about you guys from my fave, Goldie's Soaps.
Yeah. And she's a neighbor of mine. Sarah, who does Goldie's Soaps, is one of our first vendors that we had. And so she seems to really like it. She has awesome, like, handmade soaps that she sells. Another of our vendors, this woman named Melissa Drowsball, and she makes these beautiful, one-of-a-kind vintage jewelry pieces.
Awesome.
She buys the components, which are all these just crazy little baubles, and puts them together.
Awesome.
And sells this beautiful jewelry. And then another vendor that we've got is a friend called Grinder Girl, and she makes these really great surf bikinis. So specifically,
that's my friend Erin. You're talking about Erin?
Out in the wave.
Are you talking about Erin? Is her name Erin?
Yes,
I love the Erin.
She does vintage. She does has a beautifully curated vintage collection.
I'm so happy that she's there. Yeah, no, I hung out with her like the night she made her. The morning after she made her first bikini, and it was like in her purse, she was like, look what I made last night. I was like, oh, awesome. That's so great that she's there with the collection. So you've had a couple dates July. There's a couple dates left in August, but you told me that if weather permits, you're going to try to keep it going for September, right?
Yes. So we don't have any of those dates locked down for September.
Tell me about the dates left now. What do we got left? We got August 11th and August 25th, Saturday.
Yes, Saturday, every two Saturdays. It'll be going on from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And there's the parking lot. It's there. And just so you guys know, it's exactly at Beach 96 and Rockaway Boulevard, across the street from the Rockaway Taco, which is also right around the corner from Veggie Island, correct?
That's exactly right.
And if you're interested in being a vendor for now, or even just to get an email going from next summer, because obviously this is just a new business that we're trying to support. We love that. If you have a successful summer, you're going to do it every summer, right, Bethany?
Yes, I certainly hope so.
Right. So if you're interested in being a part of this growing collective and making it even more interesting, you can become a vendor and contact them at Rockaway Yard Sale. That's all one word, no dots or dashes, @gmail.com. You also have a brand new Facebook page, correct?
Yeah.
And what's the address for that?
That is www.facebook.com/Rockaway Yard Sale. All one word on the Rockaway Yard Sale.
So for people parking, what's the deal with that? Do you just recommend people taking in the train?
Yeah, taking in the train is the easiest route, just because you don't have to deal with your car. But there is a parking lot on 95th Street, so we're on 96th Street. But there's a giant public parking lot.
Oh, yeah, that's right by the beach.
Right on 95th Street. That's the easiest way to park.
And then actually for my visits, folks, there's also this other quirky little church that opens up their parking lot and charges you like $10 a day. I think that was like 94th, right? Do you know what I'm talking about? If you drive around.
I'm not sure, but I think you're talking about St. Camillus, which I believe is on 97th or 98th.
Yeah. The point is that, you know, people are all into supporting their community, and a lot of people open up their parking lots and they'll put up a sign and there's paid parking for the beachgoers. So if you want to come and shop a lot and you want to stick it in your car and then hit the beach, you can do that too when you're going to the yard sale. So you are steps from the beach, your market. That's amazing.
Yes.
And
what's that?
How many vendors were there last weekend? The weekend before.
Last weekend we had 6 vendors. But the reason that we had a lower number is because it was
scattered rain.
I don't know how it was in the city, but it was raining off and on.
Right.
So we were not sure if we were going to have it. But then when I got there and everyone was so enthusiastic, it ended up being actually a really, really good day because it didn't really downpour at all. So
that's cool.
Yeah,
And how are you advertising for this? Just posters, like total do-it-yourself? You've hung up posters in the local stores and restaurants, just word of mouth, or have you done any advertising?
I haven't done any official advertising. Right now I'm trying to contact all those city mailers like Daily Candy and all of them, so I'm hoping that one of them picks it up for the next one.
Well, hey, I found out about you, and I think what you're doing is great. And thank you so much for supporting us at Heritage Radio Network. Just a little self-promotional plug. I am going to be selling at the Rockaway Yard Sale. I'm very excited. I'm going to be there August 11th and most likely also August 25th with my family finds. I find little children's furniture and restore it, but I also have lots of just psychedelic things for artists, kind of homewares and decors and knickknacks. And you can find me, the business is called Ulterius, and my Facebook page is Facebook-Ulterius Books, all one word. And I'm going to be there with Bethany. I'm so excited. We're going to have a great day, and I will be there from 11 to 6, August 11th. So all my mommies, come on by. You can do a little shopping. You can hit the beach. You can grab something to eat. You can do a little bit more shopping on your way out. And it's just an amazing day. And I'm so excited about the Rockaway community. And I'm so excited that friends of mine are moving out there. And personally, I wouldn't be surprised if you find me and Wally with a seasonal sublet there next year. So we will see you at the beach, everybody. And thanks so much for joining us, Bethany. I really, really am just inspired by people like yourself that take initiative, community initiative, and contact people, see an empty city lot, and make it into something magical and beautiful for the community.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on the show.
All right, bye, Bethany. This is Alessandra with Growing Good. Hit your Rockaway Beach. Get it on. It's summertime. Don't deprive your little ones or yourself or your husbands or your girlfriends from a nice beach day. Like I said, my first experience when I went there last summer was, I can't believe I wasted so many years in Brooklyn not coming here. But hey, at least now you can go when it's hip, when it's the hip thing to do, with all these amazing East Village and Williamsburgers and Green Pointers all around you. So I'm sure you will run into a friend or two. Tune in next week. Love and light to you all. I love my job, and I love everybody at Heritage Radio Network. Become a sponsor today. Please donate. Just check us out at heritageradionetwork.org.
Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy. Rub it hard. While we sing our song. Rub, 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 play and sing along.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
You got the rub. Put them together. Look what happens. You do like this. Rub your tummy.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org is dedicated to providing the most up-to-date information and news on the food industry. Interviews with chefs and in-depth pieces on food systems take listeners literally from the farm to the fork. Can you hear this anywhere else? Nope. Press the donate button on our website and learn how you can become a founding member and support the station.